plate a potential nugget.
When I'm moving on, your PhD thesis was about getting to good judgments, right? And that's a topic that I'm quite curious about. When you, in your study of various judgments that have been made and the judges behind those judgments, talk to us about what stands out about them, about the judges, if there's an insight into the kind of people they were that helped them make good judgments, and about what we can learn in terms of how to get to meaningful judgments, especially in shades of gray.
So my PhD thesis topic was a marriage of my interest in law, or my career, or my academic career in law, married with my work in journalism. Sure. Because I was a lawyer, my boss in Indian Express put me on to cover a lot of legal cases. And I was looking at a lot of these judgments, what people call path-breaking judgments, after the judgments. You know, the title of the dissertation was After Judgment Day. And I remember one of the people I interviewed who was affected by a judgment telling me, and he said it in Hindi, so I'll say it in Hindi and then in English, ki hum jante hain ki kutta bhokta hai, but kya wo kaatta hai. You know, we know that the Supreme Court of India, you know, seems to bark, but does it bite? You know, does it have an impact? And that stayed with me, you know, and while I was a PhD student, I just kept pushing this idea. Let me pick a bunch of cases that everyone thinks were successful and let me follow it 10 years from now. You know, let me follow it 15 years from then to see actually did the intended impact of the judge take place on the ground, right? And the answer was no, very often. And it was a pretty simple reason that, you know, that the judge simply didn't understand her or his ecosystem. That the same judgment implemented in, the same judgment pronounced by the top court in Switzerland, and the same judgment pronounced by the top court in India, and the same judgment pronounced by a top court in Somalia will have very different implementation effects. And the reason is that state capacity, the ability of the state to implement its will, varies vastly between Switzerland, America, India, and Somalia, right? And I was astounded that very few lawyers thought about it. And then I realized that lawyers only care about this and judges only care about this until they get the judgment. And then everybody makes money and everybody goes home, right? But there's a whole world of the effects of the judgment after that. So I think the first big lesson I learned about not just lawyers and judges, but also people who keep going to court for social causes, that, you know, maybe you're wasting your time, right? Maybe you don't understand the ecosystem in which you work, right? If you're not able to get things done outside the court, what makes you think you can get it done within the court when the same problems affecting implementation outside inhibit the court from actually being powerful within, right? So I think that was a very big lesson for me that, you know, if you're a leader, right, understand the power you have, right? Before making a judgment, before making a decision, first realize, do you actually have the power to enforce that or not? And if you don't, maybe you should tailor make the decision to not what is ideal, right? But which is actually implementable on the ground given the implementation capacity you have.
Got it.
The key takeaway from this segment was the notion of keeping the how in mind while getting to the what when it comes to a decision where several things are in the gray. If I translate this to a business context, a strategy is only as good as the ability of the company to implement it. And that could be a function of resources, talent, culture, and the environment around the company. Keeping these conditions in mind and getting to a good judgment or strategy, I guess, is key as we think about leaders getting to good outcomes eventually. Thank you for listening. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of the content that's covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. There, I've tried to capture the key takeaways from my various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. In fact, Google has also recently launched an app for podcast listening on Android platforms. If you went to playtopotential.com, you could also have the opportunity to listen to multiple voices curated by topic. To give you a sense, one of the playlists is Navigational Principles. Leaders discuss their personal frameworks they used during some of the pivotal transitions they made. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate the show, and share a review. It will help others discover it. Thank you for listening.